Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf chof, and we're starting at the very top of the Yomid from the Mishnah. It's not a new Mishnah, because this is a continuation of the prior Mishnah. If you go back to Yudches Amid Beis, you remember we started the Mishnah, Stam Nedorim Lahachmir, Upirusham Lihokel. What exactly does that mean? So yesterday, when we learned the Gemara, and we reviewed a large part of the Mishnah, we went through the first part of the Stam Nidorim Lahachmir. Stam Nidorim Lahachmir means when a person makes a neder, and you're not sure exactly what his intentions were, and he's not around to ask, you say to yourself, I gotta be Machmir. So for instance, we started off the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis. A person said about a piece of challah, or he said about a piece of meat, that this piece of meat should be upon me, Hari Olai, Kibsar Meliach, should have the same din like Psar Meliach, like salted meat. So the Mishnah said that if he said salted meat like a carbon, then it's, of course it's Aser. Like any time you go and say that this should be Olai Kikarbon, because a carbon is a dover hanodur, and so therefore he is chayiv. This is a chayiv, in other words, it's a binding neder. On the other hand, if he says, nah, that's not what I had in mind. I had basar maliach takroivis, a sacrifice that one brings for the avodah zarah. Oh, that's really a dover ha'osur, not a dover hanodur, and therefore the neder would be mutter. That's all because either the person explains himself, or if he doesn't explain himself and he leaves the scene and we cannot ask him, then in bistam it's osur. Then if he didn't identify exactly what he had in mind, stam nedorim lahachmer. But perushim lahakel means what happens if after the neder is over we ask him, by the way, what did you mean by that neder? If he is mafarishit himself and he said, I meant it lahakel, we go and accept his word for it. If you go back to the Ran here in Yud Ches Amud Beis, fourth line from the top of the Yom, Stam Nedorim Lahachmir Upirusham Lihokel, Zok the Ran, Kloimar, Misha Nodar, V'yesh Lefarish Lashoinoi, Lahachmir Ulahokel. You can explain it one way or the other. Kosheloi Pirish Echaman, if he didn't say expressly what he had in mind, Leman Eskaven, Holchen Bistam Lahachmir, then you Machmir. However, Purusha Mahokal, Impirish Achakach V'Omar, Lekach Niskavanti, if afterwards he says, Raboisa, you're making a mistake, I really had in mind X, Y, Z, Soimchen al Devor of Afopishu Mekel, we follow what he says, even if it turns out that that's a Kula. So now the Ram tells us, V'Kula Masnisen ad Neder Becherim Mefarish Ketzad Stamel Hachmir, this Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Beis is amplifying on the halach of Stam Nedorim Lahachmir, and that was until the end of the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis. However, explains Zeran, Umineide Becherim V'Eilech, Mefarish Ketzed Perushin Lahakel. Umineide Becherim V'Eilech means our Mishnah that we're going to start right now, which is Neide Becherim. Now we're explaining the second part of the Mishnah, the Perushin Lahakel, which means that he made the Neder, and then we say, Yankel, what did you mean by that Neder? And he says whatever he says, we believe him as to what he says. And now the Mishnah is going to explain in greater detail. So the Mishnah. Nodar Becherim. Now, when we had this Nodar Becherim in the prior Mishnah, we said that there are two likely possibilities. He might be referring to a Cherim Gavoya, which means he's making a present to the Bere Kabayis, to the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, that would be something that he is Noider Bedover HaNodur, and it would be a full-fledged neder, and it would be awesome for him to do anything based on that neder. And it could also mean that it's a chem lekehanim. Chem lekehanim means that just like a person can go and be menader chedim for the Beis HaMikdash, he can also say, I'm giving a chedim to a kohen, which chedim in that sense means basically a present to the kohen. And then it is not considered to be a dover hanodur, nor a dover osir. It's a dover hamutter, because the kohen is allowed to use it for anything he wants to, not only the kohen, but this is something that he can share with a zor as well. So that's what we had in the prior Mishnah. We had a discussion in Golil, in Yehuda, all about that definition of cherem. And now our Mishnah says,
I'm sorry, what does cherem mean?
Cherem has two potential interpretations based on the Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Beis. A person says, I am giving a cherem. It can be a cherem lishamoyim. If you go into the Mishnah, starting on the fifth line, Yud Ches Amud Beis. You see it says, Hari Olai Kecherem, you have that? How do you like a chayim?
Yes.
So he's saying that this tissue box should be on me like a chayim. Em kechayim shol shamayim. Chayim shol shamayim means like a donation that I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash, which has kedusha in it. Then it's aser because I'm not giving this tissue box. I'm saying the tissue box should be like a chayim shol shamayim. Chayim meaning a present that I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash. It's a dover hanadur and it becomes aser. However, if he says that this tissue box should be like chayim shol kohanim. Kohanim means that I give a present to a kohen, and I call it chayim. This tissue box should be a present for the kohanim, called a chayim lekohanim. The psukim in the Torah, chayim kohen lechoyia, it should be a chayim for kohanim. Anyway, the point is, if the person said about this tissue box, it should be like a chayim shel kohanim, it's mutter, because a present to a kohen is mutter for the kohen, for you, for me. It doesn't have a status of truma. It's totally mutter.
So and when somebody sent is banished from the community, he sent a cheder.
That's a separate
differently.
That word is spelled exactly the same way.
Okay.
But that's not what the typical
intention.
That would not be the intention. Correct. Now the Mishnah said v'im stam. What happens if he just said chedim? He didn't say that this tissue box should be chedim shol shemayim. He didn't say chedim shol kehanim. He just said chedim alone. What's the halacha now? So the Mishnah in the Reisha said. Then I have to be machmir. Since I don't know, stam nedorim lahachmir. That was the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis. But our Mishnah, you're very welcome. But our Mishnah now tells us is that there's another definition of chayim. And that definition is a fishnet. So if a person said that I want that this box of tissues should be like a chayim, and then we ask him, Rabid, before you leave the scene, what did you mean? Did you mean a chayim for gavoya? And therefore this now becomes osur to you? Or did you mean chayim for kahanim, and therefore it's mutter to you? And then he says, I have a surprise. I'm talking about the omelin adarti el becher moishel yam. I'm referring to a fishnet. Fishnet, of course, is something which is totally mutter, except on Shabbos. But otherwise, throughout the week, it's a dobra mutter. If that's what he meant, and we believe him, said the Ran, that anybody that is mafarish his Nader, subsequently, and he says, in Pirish Achakafi, Omlekach Niskavanti, that's what I had in mind. Soimchen al Devarov, we believe him, Afo Pishu Mekel, even though he's Mekel in what he is saying. So, how do I know that Chermoishel Yam is referring to a fishnet? That's the Ran. The Ran is not over here, the Ran is back in Yud Ches Amud Beis, five lines before the wide lines. Bechemishol Yam Reshes. Reshes means a net. Shetzodin ba dogim menayom, that you used to go and catch fish. Is kriyachem, that's called chem. So therefore, yeah, it's good. You happy?
Beautiful.
I knew you'd be happy. So therefore, if that's what the person said, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, that pirusham lehakel. And the Mishnah continues on. What happens if I say that this tissue box should be alike carbon? Now we've learned numerous times from the beginning of the Masecht until now. Carbon is a dover on Nodur, the Nader is effective, and now this becomes Aser on him. The Omar, and afterwards he says, by the way, when I said carbon, you probably thought I meant an Oila, Tziash Lomim, Tzianocha carbon. Nah! Loinadarti, Eliber Karbonish Shemalachim. I meant to say that when the king comes by, we all give him these huge, lavish presents, and that's what I call a carbon that you bring a. It was a financial sacrifice for me to have to put up such a beautiful present for the king. That's what I meant. He's believed. What happens if he says, Harry, Atzmi Korban. I myself, I'm making myself a korban. Now what does that mean to go and make myself a korban? Somebody comes over to you and says, please, come to the Kiddush. I'm giving Kiddush on Shabbos. I had chus and breishes. Please come. Mister, I'm not coming to your Kiddush. I want you to come, please. I'm begging you. I want you to know, atzmi carbon, vis-a-vis you, my whole being is like a carbon. In other words, I'm totally osir on you, I'm not going to have any hanoah from you. That would be the simple interpretation. But afterwards, the Omar, he says, l'indadarti ele be'etzem she'nachti li liois noider boy. I happen to have in the top drawer of my bedroom a small bone, and whenever I make such a neder, Hari, atzmi carbon, I mean that etzem, that bone, should have a din like a carbon. But I didn't mean me. I didn't mean atzmi, you know. I meant that bindle over there. Now, how likely is that, if that's what he says? We believe him. Ran explained this as well. Hari, atzmi carbon. You see four lines before the wide lines. We're back in Yudches Amud Beis, right? Four lines. You have that, right? Four lines before the white lines. Good. He's speaking to his friend. It appears to be it's as if he's saying, me, my whole ramach evorim v'shaso gidim, my whole being should be osir upon you like a carbon. However, ki omad loinoder el be'etzem sheiniach liois noider boy, if he said, no, that wasn't my intention. Ah, of course not. I had meant that little bindle, that little bone that I have there in my drawer. Kolem sheyeshli etzem echad betoich beisoy shehetznioi lekach. He specially designated for those purposes, liois noider boy, whenever he was felt in one of these moods that he didn't want to have to continue discussions with someone else, and so therefore he would say, Mister, I'm totally osur to you. He didn't say I, he said atzmi. So people thought that he means atzmi, that that's me, I and me, I'm osur to you. No, no, he meant that little bone. That bone is not going to come to Kiddush, but I might come to Kiddush. Now, why would he go and set aside such a bone? So the Tosis says he does it as a mode of deception. If you look at the Tosis here on Chof Amud Aleph, Tosis here on the side, and you see about the fifth line. Le'nedarti ela be'etzem. Do you have that? Be'etzem echad shel behema shehinachti b'tevos. I put it away there in my drawer. Li'os noyde boy lahato isa oilam lahamit dvorai. People should believe me. Shehu sevurim kani noyder neder gomer. They believe and they think. So when they don't see me at the Kiddush, oh, because he made that neder atzmi. I didn't really mean that. You know, I just didn't want to get lost mechos. These kiddushes take an hour, and then afterwards I fill myself, and afterwards I have intestinal problems. But I didn't really mean to make a neder. I just really meant that little etzim that I kept there in my drawer, and that's how I'm neder each time. So even though this sounds somewhat far-fetched, but if he says it, says our Mishnah, uperushin lahakel, we believe him. Similarly, koinem ishti nenesli. Person gets into a dispute with his wife, and he's very angry, and he says to her, Nancy, I don't want you to have any more hanov from me. And then then afterwards he tells everybody, I didn't really mean Nancy. I meant Sprinzer, the one that I was married to originally, Shikirashti. The fact that he gave the get to the first one, and he's angry at the second one, you see that this person was he always chose poorly, or he was a moody type of individual. But the point is, he's saying, I didn't mean my present wife. My present wife, I love her, she's wonderful, she's great. I would never say something like that. When I said, Koine Mishnah, honestly, of course, I meant the old one, the one that I divorced 5 years ago. That's the one that I had in mind. Is that likely? Probably not. But Perishon Lahakel, we believe in what he says. Now the Mishnah says something which on the surface doesn't make any sense. Al Kulan, on all of these foregoing Nidarim, the Chayrim one, and the Karban, and the Atzmi, and the Ishti, and all that. Al Kulan, Im Nishal Lehen. You don't even have to bother to be maternated. However, the Im Nishalu. But if you were maternated, Oinchen Oysan, we give the guy an Oinish, punishment, Umachmir Alein, when we make it difficult for him. Divremeir. No, I don't know. What does that mean? Im Nishal Lehen means that you don't have to bother being matineder, because Purusha Lahakel. I didn't make a neder. I was talking about my fishnet. I was talking about my bone of the animal. So, we'll see in the Gemara shortly. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha, and the Gemara is going to say that we're really talking about two separate individuals. And that is, Al Kulan Einishon Lehem. If the person who made the neder was a Talmud Chacham, then he does not have to be matineder, and we believe him, and we're done. However, if the person is an Amaretz, the initial, then he does have to go and be maternator. And when we hear that he said this type of funny stuff with the fishnet and the karm shamulachim and the etzem, all that oinchen oisen, we're going to go and punish him for machmirin alein, and we're going to be machmir in the way he is going to have to be maternator. How is the punishment? What's the chumrah? We'll see in the Gemara in another moment. Divremeh. The Chacham and the Chacham disagree. Poischen lehen Pesach mimokem acher. Yes, we have to be matineder, but we do a Pesach from somewhere else. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Umalamden oisen, and we teach them. Kedeshli in Hagu, Kalis Roish ben Adarim. Don't go and be a Kal Roish ben Adarim. Casual. Oh, that's the right term. Don't be casual when it comes to the Adarim. The Adarim is a serious business. As you can see, we've been working on this now for almost 3 weeks. And we still got plenty to go. It's not an easy subject, so don't be casual when it comes to the Torah. We'll see more what the Rabban say. Just hold on, we'll see. Anyway, we start off thinking about Zotimah. Hagufa Kasha. What we just focused on a moment ago. Amris, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Nishon Lehen, which means, don't bother asking the rabbis to be matter neder, because his neder is nothing. V'hadetani im nishalu, oinshin oithan, umachmirin alein. That, in fact, they should be shoyal. Now, I know that the Lashon of the Mishnah is im nishalu. However, the Ran back in Yudches Amid Beis explained that im nishalu means that he has to go and ask for to be matter neder. Zo yizokta dom. Kulan en inishalim. You know, when we see the Gemara, we'll come back to it. Zok the Gemara. Omer of Yehud Hachiktani. V'kulen ein tzrichen she'ila b'med v'amure b'talmud chacham. If the noider was a talmud chacham, all of the foregoing that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Cherem, the Korban, the Etz Atzmi, etc. Don't even bother. You don't have to be shoyl. U'prirushan lehakel. Aba amaretz shebo li shoyl. Then oinshin oisoi. Umachmirin olav. What does that mean? Oin shenoyse machmirin olav. Vishlin machmirin tali paschinin le becharata. We don't allow for Pesach mit charata. What does that mean? So Meshim, we're going to learn tomorrow and the day after that when a person makes a neder and we go to the roof and we ask the roof to be matir neder, there are two ways that they can be matir neder. One is through charata, and number two is be boiseach Pesach. What means charata? What means Paseach Pesach? Charata means that if the person says, I want you to know, when I made this neder yesterday or last week, I was in a very bad mood. I was so angry. Somebody gypped me. Somebody stole from me. The stock market went down 1,200 points. I was so angry. And that's why I made this neder. But as soon as I cooled off and I slept over it, and cooler things prevailed, then I realized, oh, what am I, Meshigana, why did I say that? And so the Charata is therefore regret that at the time that he made the Neder, he was in a very bad mood, and therefore mitrech kas, and I mischarit, and I regret. That is an easy way to get Hataras Nadar. There's a more difficult way, and that is that when he said the Neder, he meant it, but subsequently he had thoughts about it, and he realized, I didn't make a wise decision. For instance, he took upon himself Naziris, figuring 30 days without wine, without grape, not a problem. And then over the next week or two, he went to a series of Kadeshim, or Sheva Brochas, or whatever, and he sees everybody's drinking wine. He's the only one not drinking wine. And then he got all these guilty pangs. And he's, you know, everybody looks at me as if I'm strange and I'm crazy. And I really have that craving to go and drink wine. You know, how much Coca-Cola can you drink after all? So he goes to the roof and he says to the roof, I can't. I want you to be matinee. And the roof says to him, what's the basis? If you would have known that you wouldn't be able to hold out and that you'd be the source of scorn and dismay and you'd be upset and you'd be concerned, would you have taken upon yourself and said, of course not. I figured nobody would know the difference. And so you grow your hair anyway. I don't take a haircut more than once every 6 or 7 months anyway, or once a year, right? Right, Daniel? And so therefore, and not drinking wine, big deal. So I'll drink beer, I'll drink Coca-Cola. And if I would have realized that this is going to be so emotionally upsetting, I never would have done it. Okay? That's enough. So therefore, this type of Psichas Pesach is a much more difficult level that you have to reach. Or the Charot is just simple. Yesterday I was heated up, I really got upset, and I got pikas. Today I cooled off, and that's easy way to go and get a head to the dark. The more difficult one is the one that you have to try to prove that had you known at the time, you wouldn't have done it, etc.
Isn't it a very thin line between the two?
True. But it's still, Charot is easier because everybody will testify, oh, I've never seen him so red in the face yesterday. Boy, he was angry. He was screamed at the cockroaches. He screamed at the bugs. He screamed at the secretary. He screamed at his wife. He screamed at his children. So they thought he was in a bad mood. And he's usually a nice, easy guy, you know. Everybody calls him brother. He's usually a very lovely fellow. Everybody greets him. And that. So it's one of those crazy days. Masha Enkin, in the second case, he has to go and show that he was totally normal and everything was fine. But he didn't realize what a burden this neder would become upon him. Had he known, he wouldn't have done. So Dr. Kumar, is Bishlam Machmirin the loy paschin le b'charot? We don't allow for the easier standard of just simply saying that I regret, but rather he has to go meet that higher standard to go and get a hetzer nedar. So that's the machmir. El oinshin hechidami vusin the oinshin. So one can assign you like within the device. Misha nozav yovra al nazirusai ain't niskokan loy achi inu boy isur kiyom shenog ban hetzer. The rebuke. Person, for instance, took upon himself a fairly lengthy nazirus. Lo mazong for 100 days. And shortly after he became a nazir, he decided it's too much for me, and he started violating it. Now, if he violated it by becoming Tameh, then he has to start all over. Here we're talking about violating by drinking wine or eating grapes. He is now over on his naziris, but that doesn't end the naziris continues on. So let's assume out of the 100 days, for 60 days, he drank wine. And then after 60 days, he has those pangs of guilt, and he says, you know, it's about time I do tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is on the horizon, and he goes to the Bezin, and the Bezin says, why are you coming now to be matinated from the Zir? He says, I just can't take it. You know, unfortunately, I'm one of those guys that just has to drink wine. I have to drink wine, and I can't hold out. Anyway, they find a Pesach Levidrai. However, we tell him, how many days have you already violated? 60. Mister, before your Heter Nedarim, you have to now fulfill your Naziris for 60 days. Like those days that you were noyig by Isser. So Misha Nozak, person took upon himself Naziris. The Oval Naziris, and he violated it. 60 days out of 100. Ainus Gokin Lai. We do not go and even think about being Mater Neder. He has to now, that means he has to now perform or fulfill his naziris the same number of days that he violated. So if you violated for 60 days, you got to go and now be mekayim the naziris for 60 days. After that is over, then we'll be matzah neder and we'll be oika the whole thing lemafreya, divrei Reb Yehuda. On Reb Yossi, the medvar mumin naziris moetzus. So if you're talking about a 30-day naziris, I agree with you. A naziris maruba, like the 100 days, even though he violated it for 60 days, your tikkun, 30 days is enough, because since stam naziris shloshim yom, as long as he was makayim 30 days, that'll be enough to undo the damage of the violation of the 60 days. Not, of course, that he has a kaparo with that. He doesn't. But that's an additional chumrah that we put on this person, like the chachom say, shliin hagu kalis roish. Come on, this is serious stuff. You want to go and be oiker? Fine, but first you have to go and fulfill your naziris according to Rabbi Yehuda. The full 60 days in our example, contribute, you see, 30 days is enough. So getting back to our Mishnah.
So in this case, this 30 days, he's simply practicing the stringency of avoiding wine and grapes. He's not bringing korbanos and tiglachas and the whole thing.
Because he's going to be matinated. Exactly, matinated, and the whole thing will go.
But he didn't he wasn't matinated yet. He reached to be the Yom Rishon of Yuklu.
He went to the rabbis to be matinated, and the rabbi said, what's going on? What have you done over the last 100 days? Well, I have to confess, for the last 60 days I've been drinking. Aha! Okay, explain to us why you want to be matzah neder. The reason is I just can't hold out. I can't live more than 24 hours without drinking wine. Okay, fine, we'll be matzah neder. But first, 60 days you have to go and be mekayim whether you like it or not. And then, after the 60 days, we'll matzah neder, live mafreya. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to go 60 days. 30 days is sufficient. But that's what we mean in our Mishnah. So getting back to the Mishnah now. When we said, al kulan einishalman, if you're Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be matir neder at all. These nedarim are not nedarim, because I said chalmai shalyam, I said kabana shalmalach. The nishalo, however, if he's an amaretz, he has to be shoyal, not im nishalo, if he wants to.
When?
He has to be shoyal when he has decided that he wants to be matir neder. And when he comes to the bezin, oinchen oisan, the Gemara explained, means that he has to now be mekayim the neder for the period of time that he violated it, assuming that he has violated it. The chumrah is that you don't go and allow him to just get a Pesach charata. He has to have a full-fledged Pesach showing why he cannot live with that neder. Now, before we could, well, let's finish off the next shtickle. Omer Yosef, hoyul the amri abundant in this kakaloi. Since we just finished saying that the bezin should not even listen to him until he fulfills the Nazirus that he violated, the 60 days or the 30 days. Beidina de Mizkaki, a Bezdin that doesn't listen to this and says, come on, let's, you know, he's a nice guy. We really shouldn't be so machmer on him. Let's go be matinator. Loi Obichaka, what they did is wrong. They're doing shaloi kalach. The Bezdin are doing shaloi kalach. So much sort of achabriyanka boim misham tinale. We put the Bezdin in Chayram, and we said, such a Bezdin that is makel vis-a-vis this individual, they deserve to go and be put into Chayram.
But what they did is valid.
What they did, well, whether it's valid or not, the Gemara doesn't address, but just says that we put them in Chayram, when the Chayram is strong enough to go and say that what they did was so illegal that we won't enforce it, the Gemara doesn't discuss it. But that was according to the Tanna Kamma. So now getting to the Chachamim. Okay, let's first see the Ran again on Yud Ches Amid Beis, and then we're going to come to the Chacham. The Ran is the first wide line all the way in the bottom of Yud Ches Amid Beis, first wide line. Val kulin ein nishal aleihem v'im nishalu mafarish b'gemara. Dachi kamer ein nishal aleihem b'talmud Chacham. Dechinoda b'cherem v'omaloi nadarti el b'cherem shel yam mehemun. He's done. V'le teruch she'ela. He doesn't need to ask anyone. He doesn't have to tell anyone. We're finished. However, the im nishalu kloimar I have the inish to loy meheman ukegoin shu ama aretz ulefichach tzarech she'ela. So the word the im nishalu doesn't mean. And if he decides he wants to be shoyel, no. If you're an ama aretz, you have to go and be shoyel al nidra. You have to ask for hataris nidra. If he doesn't want to keep the neder, if he wants to keep the neder like chermish or gavoya, that's fine. But if he reneges on his neder and he says, "Nah, I meant atzmi, I meant karbin shel malo, I meant my first wife, etc." You have to go mishoyel tzarech shoyla, and oinshin oisan that what im noagu heter bedover koinim shaboli shol. If he was noy keter, such as our case with the nozir that for 60 days he drank wine, then oinshin oisan shein matir lan, we're not matir. So that is all. Okay, so that's the oinchen. What's the machmir in aleihem? Next to Quran. Shein poischen hen becharata. We do not allow them to go and find a way out of the neder people to be matir neder based on charata alone. Pesach lenidron. We have to find a real Pesach. The Pesach would be where the person says, if I would have known at the time I made the neder that I would not be able to hold out, I thought it wouldn't be a problem. Oh, then the Chum say, oh, you didn't realize that, that's fine, I'll be matinator. But that's a higher standard that you have to meet than other than, I was very angry yesterday and today, Baruch Hashem, I've cooled off. So that is the Tanna Kamma. Now let's get to the Chachamim, then we'll come back to the Ran. What did the Chachamim say in the Mishnah? The Chum Oimrim, I'm going back to the Mishnah now. Last two lines. V'chom ma'imen poyschen lehen Pesach mimokim acher u'melamden oysan kidei shlo yinagu kalus roish b'nedar. What does that mean? We're going to see the Ran now. The Chachamim disagree with the Meir in two respects. Zhok yetz the Ran on the bottom. Again, Yud Ches on the base. U'machmir aleim, we already said that. No poyschen lehen Pesach mimokim acher. Says the Ran, Bitarti Pligi. The Chachom disagree in two respects with the Tanna Kamma. Chod, the Ein Oinshin Oisan im Ovru al Nidran. There's no such thing that now, because he violated for 60 days, now he has to make up for it and keep the Naziris for 60 days. No. You don't have to do that. Forget about that. We oid in Nochazach. Shepoyschalem Becharot, that you don't have to go and find a new Pesach. It's enough Charot if he says that yesterday I was angry, today I have cooled off. That's already enough. The Karlei Mokem Acher, where is this expression, Mokem Acher, mean? B'shem Tolei Havya Megufoy Shel Neder HaPesach. You don't have to explore the Neder and say, well, this Neder had to do with wine. And I was brought up on wine. I mean, when I was a kid, whenever I didn't want a nurse, my mommy always gave me a bottle with wine. And so therefore, I have to have wine. I can't live without it. That's Megufoy Shel Neder, that you're saying that I cannot exist or continue to exist without that wine. Mashayim Pesach Harata means it doesn't matter what he was noider. Yesterday I was so angry I could have gone and destroyed the whole world. I could have thrown a nuclear bomb. I was so angry. And then today, Baruch Hashem, I woke up, Baruch Hashem, I'm back to normal. Everything is fine. So what was the neider about? I don't remember what neider I made. I just know I made nedarim. I want to get rid of all those nedarim because I was so angry. So that's what he means. Mokam Acher. You don't focus on the internal workings of the neder. In general, I was upset. But what's the last part? Even these nadarim, we go and tell him, Mister, you got to be careful. You can't go and just willy nilly make casual statements and figure, the rabbis are going to go be matter, they're going to be not. This is heavy duty stuff. And with that, we've concluded then the first part of today's Gemara. From here till the end, we're going to have what I call halachic agada. It's going to be agadata, but there are a lot of halachas that you learn from this agadata. Tana, li oilam al tihirogel bin nidorim. A person should be careful not to make nidorim. As you know, the Gemara earlier, the Mishnah earlier referred to people that make nidorim, kin nidri harishoyim. Because the ksheirim, the erlechiyim, didn't make nidorim. Toi vashem le tidor, yishet tidor vole tishalim. Stay away from nidorim. Shesoivcha limo bishvuas. Because if you're going to continue making nidorim, you're going to be moil bishvuas. Now, how is Shavua any worse than the Dharm? Oh, Zokta Firan here all the way on the bottom, here on Chof Amar Aleph, the second wide line, Atirog Medadarm, Shadav Lima Bishwuz, the Chamiri Tvei, like we had in the Gemara on Shabbos, Wahaz et Chomer, Dechsibbe, Ki Lo Yenake Hashem, Eitze Shiyis, Shmoy Lashav, that's a big knock, this Lo Yenake. So therefore, stay away from the Dharm. And now we continue about Tirogel Eitzel Amarit, don't be too cozy, too casual with Amaratim, Shasoifcha Lahachilcha Tvorim. Because if you go to his house and you become palsy walsy, he may give you tevel to eat, and of course that's a big problem. And Alti Rogel Eitzel Koin Amoritz, stay away from Kehanim that are Amaratim, Shasoifcha Lahachilcha Truma. He might give you Truma to eat. Now that's our Girsa here. He might give you Truma. What happens if it's a Koin of Kudet? We're up to Chof Amarat. With three lines before, four lines before the wide lines in the bottom. Chof Amarav. So Yimara tells us, don't be too palsy-walsy with a Koyin Amoritz, because he might serve you truma. Now what happens if you yourself have to be a Koyin? So the Koyin is no problem. A Koyin visits a Koyin, so give him truma. But notice that there is a hey right before the word truma, which takes us to Mserus Hashas, that in fact there's another girsa, truma temeya. And it's not only in the Maseres Hashas. If you look down the second wide line of the Ran, he has the same girsa. La'achilcha truma temeya, la'hazir afilu koyin shlehei rogel eitzel koyin amaret. Even though the other koyin might be his brother, he might be his cousin, after all, they're both kehanim. Stay away, because he might give you truma. Well, I can eat truma, but he might give you truma temeya. So that's a very important facet that you have to add. Okay, v'altar v'sicha mi'isha, a person should be careful not to talk too much to women. If you get too close to women, even though you think, I'm just talking, well, what's talking? Yeah, talk is talk. Chas v'shalom, you talk too much, chulila, the hiskarvis could lead to, chas v'shalom, to groisi isurim. So, to be safe, stay away. The Bacham Rav Yoshi Oimer, kolat soifu b'noshem, soifu boli de'aver, a person that looks constantly at women, he's chas v'shalom also going to develop a tremendous taiva and in comely day aveira. V'chalom mistakel be'akeva shel ish, a person who looks just at the akeva. Parshat Shel Akeva is referring to the heel of a woman, which normally is covered because normally she's wearing shoes or stockings or whatever. Have yon loy banim she'en mugan. If you stare at the even just the heel, chas v'shalom, you can have banim that not muganim. In other words, that when you live with your own wife, you might have yerurim, and that chas v'shalom could lead to children that are not appropriate and not worthy, etc. So, what's the difference between soifa and mistakel? Mistakel means a person who's gazing with great intent. We don't mean just a person just happens to walk down the street and sees that somebody's walking with sandals and notices that there's a heel over there. Soifa means not stockless with tremendous intent and gazing and staring.
Glance.
But it's more than just a glance. Because when you walk down the street and you see that the women, that doesn't mean automatically soifa bali de'aver. Soifa means that you do it on a frequent basis. In other words, you like the idea of looking at women, even those parts of the women that are normally exposed. We're not talking about seeing erva, even those parts which are exposed. But if you do this on a frequent basis, looking at women, then, chas v'shalom, you can develop a taiva and it can come the day of air. Omer Yosef, that last thing that we said, mamustakel da'keva shel isha, is be'ishve nida. Says the Ran, not only be'ishve nida, afilo ishve nida, even though it's his wife, and says the Ran, sheyesh le'bashas heter, eventually, after she goes to the mikveh, you'll be able to live with your wife. Don't even look at those parts of the body that are typically clothed, such as the feet, which normally she's wearing shoes or whatever. It's your wife. What's the terrible aveir that can come if I go and see her heel? After all, next week she'll be in Mutali. She's going to go to the mikveh. No. Stay away. Chas v'sholom, it can go in bodily day aveir. Got to be careful. Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish now disagrees with the Tanakhama and says, don't interpret a keva literally to mean heel. We really mean something much more potent.
Euphemistically.
Yeah, exactly. Keva diktoni b'mokam hatinoitis shumachuvin keneged ha'okev. We're really referring to the mokam erva. The reason why the Gemara refers to it as a keva, because on the body it's parallel to the mokam erva. So he calls it a keva, but he really means something much, much worse than that. He's really talking about the mokam erva. And therefore we're saying, even by ishtoi nida, etc. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more shortly. Tanya, by Matan Torah, it says in the Pasuk, if you have the Torah Ora Shalem on the right hand margin, by Yoimer Moshe Elo'am, Al Tiro, don't be fearful, don't be afraid. Kila Vavur Nasis Eschem Bo Elikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to, Rashi says Nasis means to uplift you, to raise you up. Kodesh Baruch Hu has brought you here to Har Sinai, Ubavur Tia Yerose Al Panechem, so that you should have Yira on your punim. We'll see what that means in a moment. Levilti's echato, that you should not go and sin. So what does that mean? That by Matan Torah, Bavotia Yerose Al Panechem. Zogti Yimara, Tanya, third white line, Bavotia Yerose Al Panechem, Zu Busha. That means that a person should have the Mida of Baishonis. As you know, that's one of the three Midas of a person. So Baishonim.
Rahmanim Gumachasadim.
Oh, so Busha, that a person has shame, a feeling of humiliation. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to instill in you at Har Sinai. Levilti Techato, Malamicha, Busha, Mevili, Deyereshet. A person that has shame and is not an arrogant type, that type of person that has shame. The Ran says, how do I know that Yerosei al Panechem means shame? Because could have said Bavur Ti Yerosei. Yerosei al Panechem means it's plastered over your face, which means that you have shame. If you look at the Ran third white line, fourth line, the Alpenechem Mashma Boishes Ponim. Not just Boishes Ponim, because the Basre the Vilti Sechatom. So Boishes Ponim means that you are a person that is bashful, that you have shame, etc. So you're going to stay away from doing chet because, you know, it's going to be very shameful. It'll be a source of great embarrassment if you've done a chet. So that's Mikan Omro, back to the Gemara. Fourth white line, simen yofa ba'odim shehu baishan. It's a good simen that when a person is considered to be a person who's bashful, who's somewhat shy, who has somewhat shame, because you know that this person is not going to go and do chatoim that easily. Achayim amrin, kolanim shehu mispayish, lebim heiru chayit. A person who has a sense of busha, of shame, he's not going to easily, doesn't mean that's certainly not going to prevent him forever from ever doing a chet, but he's not going to jump to do chatoim because he's bashful. However, otherwise, wow, that means presumably that he comes from Goyim and that he's a ger, or that his great-great-great-grandfather was a ger, and so therefore in his DNA he's lacking that full degree of busha that you would normally find by a yid. We all got that at Har Sinai. We're going to have this Rabbi Yechim ben Davoy on the Amid Bay. So remember the name, Rabbi Yechim ben Davoy. Dalet Dvorim Sochu Li Malachi Hashores. Four things the Malachi Hashores taught me. The Gemara on the Amid Bay is going to say that we don't literally mean Malachim, but really we mean the Rabbonon that were acting as if they were like Malachim. We'll see Mitchum on the Amid Bay. Okay. Anyway, what did they teach you? Four things. Now all of these four things relate to congenital defects, if you will. In other words, a child that's born, why was the child born that way? Chigrin. Chigrin means someone who's lame. In Yiddish they say, ahinkadik. How did he get to be a chigrin? That's because b'shas the bia between husband and wife, they turned over the table. Now what exactly does that mean? So the Mefarshim give two interpretations. One interpretation is that the husband and wife lived shaloi kedarka. In other words, instead of the normal way that a husband and wife live, it was from the back. That's how they live together, and that's considered to be Mahapach HaShulchan. That's not a normal thing. That's what we always, throughout Shas, when we talk about Mishka Be'isha Kedarka Shaloi Kedarka, means from the backside. The other pshat of Hoicha and Shulchanah means that they are having normal Bia, but they just have reversed their roles, in the sense that instead of the husband being on top and the wife on the bottom, it's the other way around. The wife is on top and the husband is on the bottom. Anyway, in each one of these cases, that could lead that the children should be chigrin. That's how you'll see in the Amud Beis, the Gemara is saying that it refers to the children. And though he's mashma here from the Rosh and from the Tosis as well. If you look at the very last line of the Rosh, right, last line of it, to live together, not the normal way. Because she has to go in a position, she's normally just lying there, but if she has to go and strain herself and go on her knees or thighs, whatever, then the children are also going to have a problem with their thighs, and their chas v'shalom, they're going to be lame. That's how the Rosh learns, that's how the Tosis learns. If you look at the Ran sounds like we're talking about the people themselves. Shehoifchen v'shulchanam, the last line, ulefi sheshina biyerech, loike biyerech. Sounds like that individual himself or herself will become a chiger. But in the Gemara of the Amud Beis, it sounds like we're talking about the children. Anyway, but continuing on, so that's the chigah. Ilmim b'nei mahavyon, ilim means that the children that are born, unfortunately, are mute, they cannot speak. Neshem anashkin aloise mokim, because the husband went and gave a kiss, aloise mokim means on the mokim erva, which the malachim say that's a terrible thing to do, and therefore, since that involves the lips, which is where the speech is formed, and therefore the child becomes, chas v'shalom, mute. Charoshim, which is already a deaf mute, because the husband and wife talk during Tashmish, they shouldn't talk, and by talking, one is speaking, the other is listening, and so therefore that's why they hit in both sides. If you look at the last run, and therefore there's a double whammy, you have a deaf mute. We're going to talk about this more on the Amud Beis. And how come children chas v'shalom are blind? Because the husband looks at the mokum erva, and this is prohibited. The husband should not look at the mokum erva and gaze and stare and all the rest. I'm going to ask you a kasha. The kasha is focusing on the talk, the shas tashmish. They asked Ima Shalom, who was Ima Shalom? So Mesoris HaShas tells us Ima Shalom was the wife of Reb Lezer, the famous Reb Lezer Ben Hurkanus that you have throughout Shas. See, the Mesoris HaShas says...
Sister of Rabban Gamliel.
I'm sorry?
She was a sister then of Rabban Gamliel.
Yes, and can you tell us any of the other fathers and mothers of grandchildren? Yeah. Anyway, you have the Ois Zion here, Mesoris HaShas, Ayin Bob Metzia, Ima Shalom, the Bissad Reb Lezer. Okay, anyway, so they asked her, Neima Bonayich, onto the Amid Beis, Yefefian Bioisa, how come you have such beautiful children? Omalem, she said to them, because Einoi Mesaper, Imi, Lebetchilis Alayla, Lebetseif Alayla, Abachatseis Alayla. This word Mesaper over here doesn't mean to talk, this is just a euphemistic term to mean Tashmish, that my husband does not live with me at the early part of the night, the late part of the night, but always Bachatseis. Vos is what's so important about that. So if you look at the Ran at the top, on the right-hand margin, people, women, are still walking outside. So he may hear their high heels as they're walking. Oh, they're women. So when he's living together with his wife, he might have his mind on other women that he doesn't even know. Just the fact that they're women walking down the street. Ukishu Mesaper, you see it around, Kishu Meshamish Mitosis. This Mesaper here is not talking about talking. Here we're talking about actual Tashmish. So during Tashmish, one should not, if one does it, the Chatzois Halayla, Chatzois is a time that you don't have people walking down the street. I know about Manhattan today, you have people, the city that never sleeps, it's 24 hours. But if you go into rural communities or places, Chatzois usually it's so quiet, nobody's walking, nobody's going, etc. Kishu Mesaper, again, Ima Sholem is telling other reasons why the children are so beautiful. Kishu Mesaper, now this Mesaper is in fact referring to, again, Tashmish, when we're living together, Megalatefa Machasa Tefach, which means that he's very careful that it should be with a maximum tznius. Vendoima Olav Kimi Shekofi Shed, or Shindalit, which means that when he does perform the act of Bia, he does it as if he's being forced by Shindalit. What does that mean, as if he's being forced? So says the Ran, Kimi Shikofa Shindalit Shalim Maher, Ka'odam Hanitrad, Machwa Shindalit Shikofayim. Alman Sapa, okay, so we continue on, we'll see that in a minute. Anyway, so this Shindalit business, what he means to say is, he wouldn't go and have this as an extended thing, in and out, Imi Mamayr, in other words, not to get to that, the ultimate of all his desires and satisfaction. It's a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah of Oina, and he did it, and that's why my children are so great. V'yamarti loy, and I, Imesholem, asked my husband, Rebbe Elazar, Matam, what's the reason why you are so makben on all of these things? V'yamali, and he told me, and as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, this all took place during Tashmish. She asked him, why are you being nohig the way? V'yamali, k'day sholay etinis, enay b'isha acheres, v'nimtu bonu boimli de mamzeres. I didn't want to have any thoughts about another Isha, so that's why I always did it b'chatzois, I didn't hear about anything. I was mechasa tevach, everything should be b'tznius, so that should be maximum covered over, and I did it quickly, so during that time that was in and out, I wasn't able to have machshavas about anybody else, because if one does have a machshavas somebody else, chas v'sholom, it's as if, not mamish v'lidei mamzeiris, but it's as if the lineage of this child that we born is somewhat tainted, because the husband had bad machshavas. Anyway, but what do I see from all of this? I see that there was a discussion b'shas tashmish, because she asked him why and when. If you didn't mean the tashmish, that's okay. But not mean the achronaisa. Now, mean the tashmish doesn't have to be focusing on the issues that she asked her husband, but rather, like the Ran says, mean the tashmish, shori kidei l'ratzoisa. If the words are like words of affection and love and things of that nature, that's okay. Because he wants him to mali his mitzvah of oina, and we want, therefore, that she should have maximum satisfaction and pleasure. So if he is being merat to her by saying nice things, the darling and all the rest, things of that nature, that's permissible. I mean, he shouldn't start talking about the kniks and about whether the Senate was by the Democrats or by the Republicans. Leave that for another discussion some other time.
Don't we have a Gemara where Rav Kahana is hiding under the bed?
Yes, that's correct.
And he hears Rav speaking.
Yes.
And he jokes with his wife.
Exactly. And what does he want to say with it?
And Rav says, Rabbi, didn't you say you're not supposed to do this?
And what did he say?
Meratzer should.
Right.
And the same tariff. Yeah. He says, because I want to be Meratzer, that she should enjoy the Tashmish. She was in a bad mood today. And so therefore, I want to make her happy and all the rest. Good. So that those two Gemaras are very consistent. Anyway, so that's the end of this story. We asked Akasha about talking during Tashmish. Depends what type of talk. Some type of talk is mutter and some is us. Now we get back to Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Dibur Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy. Those four things that Rabbi Yochanan Davoy said in the name of the Malachim, those are his words. Avomr Chacham, in Alachi Yochanan Davoy, we don't follow that. Ella, Kol Masha, Odom Reitz, Lassabi, Ishto Yoyse. A person has a lot of free reign, Bishaz Bia. Marshal Abasar Habomi Beis HaTabach. The Gemara gives a very interesting example. First, a basar that comes from the Tabach means from the butcher store. From the butcher, Ratzel Ochlin B'melach Oichlin. If a person wants to, he could even eat it raw, presumably just like you have the raw fish sushi. There are probably some people that have raw meat sushi. That Ratzel Ochlin B'melach, if you want to just eat it, of course you have to salt it to go and get out the blood. He salted it, Oichlitzli, Oichlin. Nochlin. Bombay Satam, Ratzel Ochlin B'melach Oichlin. Tzli, if he says, no, I can't just suffice on salt, it has to be roasted. They put it into the roaster and they broil it, oichle, you can eat that way. Mavushal, some say, no, that's not enough, I want it to be nicely cooked, oichle. Sholok means like stewed, in other words, cooked for a long period of time, oichle. V'chein tagabam b'beisetzayit, the same thing applies to fish as well. That comes in b'beisetzayit from the fishmonger, same thing, you can eat this way, that way, etc. So in other words, you have much more free reign than Yochanan ben Davoy suggested. Omer HaMeimar, man malachi yasharis, who the malachim that we're talking about, that Yochanan ben Davoy said, sochli malachi yasharis, is suma d'rabbana. D'i taim malachi yasharis mamish, amai omer Rabbi Yochanan, ein alocha ki Yochanan ben Davoy. How could Rabbi Yochanan say, don't listen to Yochanan ben Davoy. He's not saying on his own, he's quoting the malachim. And ha'inu and the malachim are biki b'turis of lad, tvei. They have a much better idea about what's going on in Shemayim, in the forming of Vlodois, or Vlodim, than we are. They know much more about why a child would become a Chiger, or an Ilem, or a Chedesh, or a Summa, much more than us. V'maikar lo malachi sharis. How do they get any malachi sharis? Te mitzayini ki malachi sharis. Because they're mitzuyonim. What means mitzuyonim? So if you look at the Ran quotes the Haggadah. If you look at the Ran here on the right side, about 10 lines in, the Mitzayim Kamalach Yisharis, She Mitzuyonim V'Nivdolim Mishar B'nei Yodam, they happen to be special and extraordinary, and therefore separate than other people. Kamalach Yisharis K'namrin B'Hagod, like we said, B'Hagod Shal Pesach, L'Am Shal Yisrael Mitzuyonim Shal, K'loyim Shal Yuhim, or Am Rifnei Atzman, V'Nisarim Mitzrayim. Everybody can go and tell the Jews were a separate nation on its own. We are still criticized today for being separate and all the anti-Semitism, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, we want to mingle with them, they hate us even more. But that's a separate story. Anyway, so that's Mitzuyanim, that the Rabbanan, the way they act and they live,
distinguish themselves.
They are distinguished. Oh, beautiful term. That's the, over here, the I don't see it here in the Moise of Rashi, but other Gemara's being Likute Rashi. Rashi elsewhere says that the Talmid Chachamim were also Mitzionim, the Big Dayim, the way they dressed, that they dressed with like a langer rock or other type of rabbinical garb to make them look distinguished and extraordinary vis-a-vis the masses. So that's how they got the term or the name Malachi Shars. And now the Gemara tells us the Hida Asoy the Kamei Dira'o. Now when the Gemara said before that we don't, that Rabbi Yochanan says we don't pass like Yochanan and Davoi, the Meforshim said that he's only referring to the Mahapach al Shulchanim, Mahapach Shulchanim. That's the only thing. All the others, we agree with Rabbi Yochanan Davoi, Bishim Namlach Yeshores, that a husband is not allowed to be Mistakel Ba'oisim Mokoyim, he's not allowed to be Menashek al Oisim Mokoyim, and a person not supposed to be Mesaper Bishas Tashmish, things which are unrelated to Tashmish. The only thing that he's saying that we don't fear Zach like Rabbi Yochanan Davoi is the Gabi Mi Mahapach es Shulchanim. But as we'll see in the Gemara now tells us two stories.
Who says that?
That's the Rishonim say that. Uh-huh. If you look in the art scroll, goes into this in much greater detail, okay. But it's beyond the scope of the Gemara. If you want to get into all the halach and the not only the halach but also Kabbalistic aspects, you have a very lengthy footnotes in the art scroll, and he says that when he dismissed Rabbi Yochanan Davoi, we don't pass, and he's only talking about the Mahapach of Shulchanai. So, Gemara, he does so, the Kami de Rebbe, Omr loy Rebbe, Arachti loy Shulchan v'hafachai. You have a young lady comes to Rebbe and she has apparently guilty feelings and she says, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan b'afochai, my husband lived with me in that way. To me, I think it's sinful. What do you say? Amalah, so Rebbe answered it, biti toira tiraska. The toira was mati, you know, this is permissible. Vani me'asalach, and therefore there's nothing I can do. I can't go and tell you that this is prohibited. It's permitted, and therefore I agree with you. And the Meforshim say that when a husband and wife live together, this is a mokam, a time of Torah, of Kedusha and Tahara. Therefore, one should have the purest of thoughts and the purest of intents, etc. And therefore, it should be bitzmias and all the other things. And therefore, it's not recommended to go and do Shulchan Vafochai, but it's not awesome. The Iran, however, adds one Kenech. That one Kenech is, according to the definition, that Shulchan Vafochai doesn't just mean that the husband and wife have changed positions, but in fact that they're having bia from the backside, that could lead to a much more chomer iser of moitzi shichva zera lebatala. Because after all, if a husband and wife live from the back, then a child cannot grow from that. Look at the Ran from the right-hand side. Hatoyda hatiroscha, about a quarter down. Techziv ki yikach ish isha, she lekucha loylas is bo kol chatzoy, could do whatever he wants. However, because of Ramam, the parish chof aleph mehilchis yisurei bia, uvavad shlo yoytzi shich mezer lebatala. Oh, shich mezer lebatala. That's a big no-no. That you cannot do. However, if they're just playing around in the back, although it's not recommended, it certainly doesn't show Kedusha v'tahara. However, biti tari teroscha, there's nothing I can do. And the Gemara now repeats virtually the same story. Ha'idi asoy lekami derav. Later generations, a lady came in front of Rav. Amr loy Rebbe arachti loy shulchan v'afachai. We did it in reverse. Omar Maishna bin Benisa, it's no different than fish. Benisa is the name of fish, which we said early in the Gemara, they're just like the meat, it's just like the fish. You can go and do it this way and that way, it can be salted and it can go and be broiled, it can be cooked. Bait. Vloy sesura acher levafcha. Mikana merebi al yishta odu bekois zeb yitin eina bekois acher. This, of course, these are euphemistic terms. Ayishta odu bekois zeb means a person should not live with his wife and at the same time think about other women, but not only strange women. What happens if a person is married to two women? in the good old days before the Chaim Rabbeinu Geshem, when people had two wives. So if a person is married to Ruchel and to Chana, and Bishasi is living with Ruchel, he shouldn't have in mind Chana. Bishasi is living with Chana, he shouldn't have in mind. Even though he's allowed to marry both of them, after all, these are his two wives. But he shouldn't have in his machshava the other wife, Bishasi, living with those women.
Didn't Yaakov Avinu have the machshava he was living with Rachel when he lived with Leah?
That was, of course, he didn't know. It was a mistake.
Right.
We're going to talk about that in a moment. And now the Gemara says, "Uvaroisim ikem hamordim apoyshim bi." Uvaroisim means the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to go and choose and remove from you those that are moirim poishim, those that are rebellious among you against me." Now, can you identify who the moirim poishim be? These are the following people that lived and had children when they violated one of these nine categories. What are the bnei teishim midos? Bnei osnas mashkach. These are Rosh Tevis, and they stand for B'nai Eim, B'nai Anus, B'nai Snua, B'nai Nidoi. If you add them all up together, there are 10, even though Reb Levi says 9, and the Ran says, because the first two are counted as 1. To make the next Gemara simpler, we'll learn the Gemara and the Ran simultaneously. We start off with B'nai Eima. You'll see Ran is about halfway down. B'nai Eima, Loshen Yira, Shematel Eima Al Ishta, the Zokik Loshen Lerbetsoina. She's not interested in living with her husband that night. She's in a bad mood. She's not up to it. She doesn't feel well. And he says, "You got to." When we say kach, if he quote unquote forces, now we don't mean physically force, but you know, he puts on psychological pressure. Ein bonav agunim lefisha noig shaloi kishur. You shouldn't do that. He brings a possible atzbar glayim chayte. So that's v'nei anusa. That's v'nei ema. The next one is v'nei anusa. We continue on the round v'nei ema. So that's greed tvei. That's worse v'nei ema. To v'nei ema li have anusa mabish. She's not really forced physically. V'anusa mayrish bisha onta legamri. She says, "I don't want to." And he says, "I don't care." And therefore he is ma'aniser. He violates her. Even though it's, of course, his wife. But nevertheless, he lives against her will. Let me tell you, sh'shnei elu kroivim li'oi zekazet. The two are basically almost the same. They overlap. That's why it's considered to be one. There are meters, but Proton, if you count them, you'll see that they're S and they're 10. Then a case of B'nai Snua. What does that mean? Zoraram, Shesoina, he hates her. He's living with her because he wants to have his pleasure, but he has really in mind somebody else because he hates her. Next one is B'nai Nidui, Zok Daram, Shebolel, Kishahu Menuda. When he is in Chedim, he's also not only to the world, but even to his own B'nai Bayis, if he lives together with his wife. That's B'nai Nidr. B'nai Tmura, Zok Tachoran, Shibu Aleshus, Achas Minoshet, Ukesov, and Shitzarasa. He lives with one of them, he thinks that it's the other one. Like the case that we had before, and that was the case that you asked about Rochel and Leah, and the art scroll says about that, Ayin B'mogen Avram, and Simon Reish Mem, that deals with the issue, wasn't Yaakov Vino, he also thought that Rochel was Leah. Don't we have a problem with B'nai Tmuras? He says, Ayin Shom. So, I give you the same Ayin Shom. Look up the Magen Avraham, Reish Mem, in Shukharach. B'nai Meriva. What a B'nai Meriva says, the Ran, Alva Bisha Enoi Soina, Al Shahuisa Meriva B'nai Lefisha. He doesn't really hate her, but just at that hour, they were upset at each other. She did something and he was upset. And nevertheless, he lived with her. You shouldn't live together with your wife when she's upset and you're upset. Live when everybody's happy. B'nai Shikrus, what a B'nai Shikrus of Taran, Shemitah Shikrusa, he's Shikr, and Noisim Datali, she's not thinking about his wife, who knows what he's thinking about, he's a Shikr. Right, B'nai Grusha Salev, says the Ran, Shigom B'liv L'gash, he's already decided he wants to go and give her a get, but in the meantime, you know, he wants to satisfy his pleasures, his desires, he lives with her, but he really hates her. B'nai Irvuvia, now this is already a Machlaikis, the Ran says, Shibo Alea Kam B'nai Adam, here you're talking about a woman that's like a Zoyna, that many different men lived with her, and so therefore, ultimately, one of them produced the seed that produced this child. We don't know which one, but that child is going to be one of these mordim upoishim bi, because he was born in such a situation. That's how the Ran learned. The Mefarish has three pshatim in B'nai Irvuvia. If you look at the Ran, it's about, I'm sorry, the Mefarish, about twice, 12 lines before the end, B'nai Irvuvia. Zog the Rashi Mafarish Shabu al Isha Achas Bain Han Noshim Ben Yedua al Izmihan Ba. He has a harem of women, of wives, two, three, four wives. He lives with one of them, he doesn't even know which one it happens to be. Is it Ruchel, is it Leah, is it Billa, is it Zilpa, is it Rinza, a ice fish. That's when everything. Lishnachrina, this Lishnachrina is like the Ram, Shabu Aleho and Noshim Harbe, Ben Yedua Ben Mihu. She unfortunately had a lot of suitors and she lived with a lot of people, apparently Pnuya. Now we don't know which one it is. Lishna Achrina. Now this Mishnah Achrina is particularly poignant because we have this from time to time about that after a woman becomes an almana or a grusha, she's not allowed to marry for 3 months. But Irvuvi is Sofik ben Tisha Lerishan or ben Shiva Liachrin. We always look upon this as a Shaila of Yichas. Is it the first one? Is it the second one? Would it be a Kohen? Would it be Yisrael? And things of that nature. I don't know who the real father is, the first one. But our Gemara says that Chas V'Sholem, this could be one of the more demupoishim, be just this uncertainty could lead this child to become a rebellious individual. Or it could be in the DNA, because he's a B'nai Irvuvia, we don't know who and what. What a B'nai Chatzufa? B'nai Chatzufa is the last one. Shemeiza Paneha Liois Tevasi Bepeh. She's the one that demands Bia from the husband, as opposed to the husband asking the wife. So, that's not good. The children are more demupoishim be. You're telling me it's not good for the wife to be tevas. Where the wife entices and provokes the husband to have beer, then it's a wonderful thing. The children are really going to be great. That even the Derech Moshe, they didn't have them. What do you mean? This is talking about mit Yisroel. Let's go and have. What are the qualifications for the judges of the Bate Dinim? Anoshim Chachamim Unevayim. Uksiv Va'ekach as Rosh Shavteichem. And there it doesn't say anything about Nevayim. They couldn't find Nevayim. The Pasuk does refer to, for those of you that have the Torah or Hashalim, in number 4, Va'ekach as Rosh Shavteichem, Anoshim Chachamim Viduim. But it doesn't say Anoshim Chacham Unevayim, but Yisrael said, get Nevayim. They couldn't find Nevayim. Uksiv, but it says back in the Gemara, Uksiv Yisachar Chamoyer Garem, Uksiv Mebnei Yisachar Yoidei Vino Leitim. Oh, there they were Yoidei Vino. That means they were Nevoinim. Now, why is it that Bnei Yisachar were Yoidei Vino, that they were Nevoinim? This explains the Ran, as we'll see momentarily, because when the Masmet the Dudoim, where Leah said to Yaakov, you know, Eilai Tavoy Kisocher Sichaticha Bi'ad Doi Bnei, and what happened? And they lived together, and then Yisocher was born. Nosel Kim Scharish and Sati Shavchasim Ishi, etc. Anyways, they're getting back. Look at the Ram. Kol Adam Sheishtei Tavosai. 4 lines before the white lines. Kileya Sheyotza Lifnei Yaakov VaOmr Loi Eilai Tavoy Kisocher Sichaticha. Coming to me. Okay, so what do I see from this? That it's good to be Tavasi Bepe. Here you're telling me B'nei Chatzuf is Nitzkit. And here you're telling me by Leia is Yogit. The children turn out to be Nabai. Everyone. For a woman to go and be Tavas Bepe, Bepe Mole, and say, I want Bia tonight. That is not right. And that's a Chatzufa. And that's Chas V'Sholem more than Poishim Bi. However, if she entices her husband by her actions to go and show that she is interested, those are good tzach. So if you look at the Ran on the bottom, I say it to you, Shemafata Oisiv Divrei Ritzu Yopius. She talks to him in a very nice way, oh, my darling, my, yeah, etc., etc. I don't have to tell you, you can figure it out on your own. Kileya, Shali Omali Yaakov. She didn't go and say, we're living tonight. Come in the oil together. We're going to have dinner together. We're going to go and recite Tillim together, and etc. Well, you're going to teach me a little Tzener Ena, and then eventually that night has
the happen.
Exactly. I'm going to take to the pet to go and say the mole. This is the nechatzufa, but the meratzer tzuyei to go and entice the husband. This is a good tzach. Hadlo chayil mitarim, lebei tarim, lebei. Mitchum, tomorrow we start a new perek. Arbon and Torah, mitirchach. Amen. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.
Cold to be well, everybody. So I'm just thankful for joining.
How is Tom of Washington? He has grandchildren.